First Line Report, news and analysis. Marvin Kalb, CBS News diplomatic correspondent, reporting on the CBS radio network. Good morning. Incidental comments on the summit. That in 1 minute.
Welcome aboard Chevrolet's mid-sized Malibu estate wagon. Please familiarize yourself with its features. Entry and exit to the third seat in the observation deck is through the hatchback tailgate that lifts straight up and out of the way. You'll enjoy the view through the large tailgate window. Chevrolet has increased second seat legroom, and you'll take comfort in knowing there are steel guard beams in the side doors, power front disc brakes, and improved bumper systems. Thank you, and we hope your next trip to see the USA will be in a comfortable wagon from Chevrolet, America's family wagon builder.
Coleman, greatest name in the great outdoors, presents two other great names in the great outdoors, Lewis and Clark. Men, I see you have a Coleman lantern there.
We have a Coleman lantern here.
Yes. Do you like its 12 hours of light on a single filling?
We like its 12 hours of light.
Right. And the way it throws out a 100-foot circle of light, just like daylight.
And you know, it throws out a 100-foot circle of light.
I said that. Now you can go exploring.
We'll be the greatest name in the great outdoors, Lewis and Clark.
But Coleman is already the greatest name in the great outdoors.
How about a radio show? After Dark with Lewis
Clark
and Clark.
Lewis.
Leonid Brezhnev is staying at Blair House, the official residence diagonally across the street from the White House, at least when he's in Washington. Otherwise, he stays at Camp David. That's where he spent last weekend and the last two nights. Or the presidential home at San Clemente. That's where he's going tomorrow afternoon for the weekend. In other words, Brezhnev is seeing parts of official Washington and two presidential retreats, but clearly he is not seeing America. Not the way his predecessor, Nikita Khrushchev, saw it, anyhow. Back in 1959, Khrushchev, almost footloose and fancy-free, visited a supermarket near Washington, Disneyland for the filming of the musical Can-Can, an Iowa farm where a man named Garce grew corn. He even had a public debate with the mayor of Los Angeles. Brezhnev caught a glimpse of Washington the other night when he flew over it in a helicopter. And he may catch a glimpse of the country when he flies over it tomorrow at 30,000 feet. But he will hardly see it, which is regarded as a shame by some of the Soviet journalists who've accompanied him here. Instead, the Soviet leader is absorbed with official talks and carefully controlled and contrived and photographed official occasions. Brezhnev almost seems to be clowning around in an effort to project the warmest, nicest, most human side of his personality. Politicians love it, but the fact is he is being sheltered by the administration. There is more security in Washington, more blocked streets, more police cars, more motorcycle cops, now than anyone can remember in a long time. A huge Soviet flag, bright red with a yellow hammer and sickle in the upper left-hand corner, is draped across the front of the executive office building, almost as though it were an official Soviet building and not an office building of the White House. The police are jumpy. Yesterday, an old man, a former Soviet citizen, tried to give a Russian official a letter for transmittal to Brezhnev. The Soviet leader was not even in town, yet the man was hustled off by four policemen and detained for a few hours, charged with disorderly conduct. The old man's weapon, apparently, was a letter asking for his son's freedom to emigrate from Russia. The conduct of these policemen in America must have struck the old man as depressingly familiar. At all of the signing ceremonies this week, American officials are constantly laughing and joking with the Russians as though they are actually telling one another jokes. When they are, the jokes are generally poor ones. Why the running laughter is anyone's guess. A kind of nervousness runs through everyone. Apparently, a laugh makes it seem as though no one's nervous and everything is proceeding well. The fact is, the big issues are proceeding well. Sparked along by a mutual need, which President Nixon apparently feels for General Secretary Brezhnev and Brezhnev for the President. Five middle-level agreements have been signed this week of the summit, each implicating an ever-wider segment of the bureaucracy of both countries into cooperating with one another. On their own, these agreements mean little. Together, they compose a tapestry of cooperation. And more today and tomorrow, an agreement on the peaceful uses of atomic energy will be signed today, and new guidelines for another strategic arms deal will be signed either today or tomorrow. Clearly, these are government-to-government deals, big power blocks balancing their interests off one another. People, like that old man, seem to get lost among these bargaining chips. Now, this message.
You've tried everything, haven't you?
Yep. Rain.
Yep.
Salt.
Yep.
Sleet.
Yep.
Hailstone.
Yep.
Grease.
Yep.
Detergent.
Yep.
You see, nothing can crack the hard shell finish of Turtle Wax.
I haven't tried this rock yet.
I must have forgot to turtle wax the windshield.
Nothing can crack the turtle's back. Hey, nothing can crack the turtle's back.
Quick now, describe Turtle Wax's hard shell finish.
Quick?
Quick.
Okay. Brilliant.
Blinding.
Bright.
Glistening.
Glittering.
Dazzling.
Sparkling.
Luminous.
Fiery.
Flash.
Fantastic.
That was quick.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nothing can crack the turtle's back.
If I told you I turtle waxed my car in 25 minutes to give it 25 weeks of protection, what would you say?
I'd say, wow.
Well, I did turtle wax my car in 25 minutes, and I got 25 weeks of protection.
Wow.
Turtle wax the turtle's back.
Turtle wax in liquid or paste. Anything else is mock turtle.
First line report. Have a good day. I am Marvin Kell, CBS News.